Welcome to Small Business Big Network, the podcast for small business owners who want big results from their networking. I'm Liz Drury, a freelance voiceover artist who knows that if you're not working, then networking could help. Neil Giller describes himself as one of life's radiators. He's a business coach, motivational speaker, and huge advocate of networking. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast today, Neil.
Absolute pleasure, Liz. Thank you for having me.
Now, you're a business coach and motivational speaker and other things as well, but let's dig into your background a bit first. Let's go right back to school. How did you get on at school and what did you do after that?
Cool. Firstly, thank you for taking me back to the black and white days. I really appreciate that. School and I didn't get on, unfortunately. Fortunately, my parents picked us up and moved us around quite a lot. The last school that they dumped us in, I refused to learn. In today's world, I would have been tagged with everything that there was, Liz.
Yeah.
I wasn't nasty. I was just mischievous.
Yeah.
And I think if you speak to the teachers, they would always tell us there was no malice in it. We just couldn't teach him the way that he wanted to be taught. So I was kind of dismissed, is the word that I'll use, from my school duties at the age of 15, when I was invited to leave, let's put it like that. And I went from there straight into a job in Hatton Garden, making, selling and just jewellery and just learning, you know?
Yeah.
That's where I wanted to be, Liz. Yeah. I'm kind of these people, you show me how to do something and I'm kind of like, yeah, I get this, brilliant, let's do more of it. What else can I do? Yeah. So school and I didn't really get on together, let's put it like that.
Yeah. So how long did you spend in the jewellery making?
I spent about 2.5 years there. The story behind that is we lived very close to Hatton Garden. Mm-hmm. And my mother and father, who are gorgeous human beings, I'm blessed that they chose me. I'm not adopted, by the way, but I'm really blessed that I'm theirs.
Yeah.
They didn't take laziness. They don't take handouts. So the question was asked when I was dismissed from school by my father, what do you plan on doing, Neil?
Yeah.
So I said, well, there's a dole office round the corner. As soon as I said dole office round the corner, my father, he was a black taxi driver, had me in the back of the cab. At the top of Hatton Garden, you walk up and down until you find a job. Found three jobs and started one 2 days later. I loved it.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved it. You know, you're dealing with a different type of person. You're selling, you're buying, you're making. It was a real good introduction into life for me. So about 2.5 years I spent there.
Yeah. So what came next?
Well, Mum ran a business. She ran a mailing house. Put pieces of paper into envelopes and distributed door-to-door lists, print, etc. And when your Jewish mother turns around and tells you that you're going to be employed for slave labour money, well, the only answer to that, Liz, is yes. Otherwise, you don't get fed and there's no roof over your head. So it was actually myself and my brother, who was in Savile Row at the time, we were asked to come and join, as inverted commas, the family business.
Yeah.
And the rest is 25 years where Mum and Dad stayed on. We asked Dad to leave really quickly. And Mum left pretty much after that. And then my brother and I, who ran the business, I was the front of the business. And my brother was the back end of the business. So I was pulling all the clients in, doing all the quoting, making sure that the clients were happy, bringing in new business. My brother was making sure that all the work was printed, the lists were clean, everything was done on time, and it was sent out via the Royal Mail. So it worked really, really well, really well.
And how long did you do that for?
Well, that was for about 25 years. And I was having this conversation with someone yesterday, and they went, well, what happened? I went, well, I had a choice to make, Liz. My choice was my brother's life or me. Or the business. My brother is a clinic depressive.
Right.
And has been since the age of 16, 17.
Yeah.
I adore him, love him. But for anyone out there that's tried to work or live with someone like that, it's It's very, very draining, Liz.
Yes, yeah.
So all you're doing is the positive side. So I used to go out and get work, come back, and it used to be, what'd you get that for? We'll never get that done. We won't get that done in time. Well, don't bring any more work in. And it was a difficult one. So I was going to sign a contract. This is how it basically starts at the end. I turned around. I was just about to go into the boardroom, B-O-R-E-D, I call it. And I turned around. My brother was on the floor in a fetal position. Phoned my mum, who was sat on a mental health board. She came and collected him, and we unfortunately had to section him.
Right.
Now, that's not a very nice thing to do.
No.
You take away everyone's liberty, someone's liberties, and you have to make that choice. So for the next 5 to 6 months, my brother, self-professed, was in a self-padded room with a self-hugging jacket on. And that was difficult, Liz. And yeah. I'd never got into the realms of depression. I was one of these old school people that was like, come on, pull yourself together.
Yeah.
And I tried running a business for another 4 months by myself without my brother, my partner, my best friend, my confidant, all rolled into one. And came and knocked on my door, Liz. You know, I woke up one morning. I felt it creeping up. I didn't know what it was. And I woke up the 2nd of December 2017. And that was my turn.
Yeah.
To taste this depression thing, you know, and trust me, I kind of used a bit of hard love. I mean, I took all 3 days off after being taken to the doctors and having pills thrown down me. I took all 3 days off and then went back to work because I was of the volition that, come on, come on, you can do this, pick yourself up.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So about... just after Christmas, I turned around to mum and dad and went, I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah.
I can't do this anymore. It's nearly cost my brother's life. It's pulled me down. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
So within the next couple of months, end of March, early April, we'd got rid of everything. We'd sold everything. Done. Finished.
And so what next, Neil?
Well, do you know, I'm glad you asked that question, Liz. I was lost.
Yeah.
Absolutely lost because I'd been working for 30 odd years.
Yeah.
I'd done the inverted commas, the 9 to 5, the rat race, and I sat back. Listen, I didn't have shed loads of money, but I had a bit of money, I had a bit of time, and I thought, right, well, what can I do? And I looked within myself and I thought, well, I've run a business for 20 odd years, nearly 30 years. Very well and very badly. I'm only being honest, Liz, because if there's any business people out there that have never hit any hurdles or admitted it, they're liars.
Yes.
Every single business owner has turned around at some point and turned around and gone, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
So I took that little bit of time out and I went and looked after a certain area for a very large networking organisation. Did that for about 18 months, where I'd been networking for many years and I enjoyed presenting. And I kind of thought to myself, well, do you know what? Maybe it's time for me to give back. I turned around and I looked at, again, in inverted commas, the coaching world.
Yeah.
Which I'm not going to allow to piss me off. Sorry, I swore, I do apologise. And I thought, how can it be done differently? So I kind of came with a bit of a holistic approach. I want to deal with the human being first.
Yeah.
So my line was, or is, I help my clients turn their cards into cans and help them live a life-work balance instead of a work-life balance now.
Yes, yeah.
So I now have the opportunity, and I'm very proud of myself, and there's been some people out there turning around and going, well, that's quite egotistical. You're damn right it is. You're damn right it is. I'm really proud of myself that I now am that person that my clients call, Neil, what do I do now?
Yeah.
Neil, what do you think about this? Neil, do you think I should do this? Neil, give me an idea. Where are we going with this?
Yeah, yeah.
And love what I do every single day. And you know, I don't know who came up. I think it was Jim Rowan. If you love what you do, you never have to work another day in your life.
Yeah.
And I get to do that every single day, Liz.
Yeah.
You know, are there hurdles? You're damn right there are. Are there pitfalls? I'm human. Of course there are. Are those little dark voices still there? Yeah. But it's that positive mental attitude. It's that we're damn lucky to be here attitude.
Yeah.
You know, I woke up this morning. You probably hear I've got a beautiful cold. But so what? So what? I'm here. I've got a conversation with Liz this morning. I've got two client meetings. I've got lunch with one of my best friends. And then this evening, I get a chance to have a sound bath. So what a blessing. What an absolute blessing, Liz.
Yeah, I can hear in your voice how passionate you are about what you do. So
I love it.
Who are your clients? Are they from, you know, a particular sector, sort of any kind of business size, or is it a real mixture of people that you work with?
It's really eclectic, you know, and I hear a lot of coaches. Sorry, I hear a lot of coaches out there turn around and say, no, we only deal with women. No, we only deal with men's size shoes nine shoes. What is going on with these people? You know, I don't, the only reason that I wouldn't take anyone on is because I don't like them.
Mm.
And I don't think that they would be that horse that would be led to water.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so in answer to your question, I've got a Sparky, I've got someone that owns a gym, I've got a painter, I'm going to say it the way it is, a painter decorator. I've got accountants, I've got a solicitor, I've got a guy that does wills, I've got someone that makes like little gift boxes, mm. I've got a marketeer, I've got a couple, don't tell anyone, I've got a couple of coaches as well, Liz. I know, shh, they don't want to admit that they've got a coach, fools. So it's like a myriad. It's quite eclectic. I don't choose. If I don't like you, I can't. I have a free hour. They think it's for them, right? Mm. But what it is it's for me to turn around and feel. If I haven't got the vibe off of you,
yeah,
I'm not going to be spending 2 1-hour sessions a month with you.
Yeah.
And I just can't do it. And I've played that game for the money before, Liz. Sod it, I'll take them on. Yeah. I haven't enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you do for your clients? How do you work with them?
One of them summed it up really well. Neil, you give me a kick up the arse, a cuddle and a kiss at the same time. I'm a very, very proud father of two gorgeous human beings, two daughters. One's 22, nearly 23, and one's 26, 27.
Mm.
And I am so proud of them and what they have done. And they don't like it when I say this. I'm as proud of my clients. So yesterday afternoon, I met up with a client. We said we were going to do something 2 weeks ago. We got to this meeting yesterday and she was absolutely, her face, her persona, her glow, her vibe. Done it, Neil. We've done it, Neil. Oh, look, Neil, look at the results. And I'm sitting there. They're my results as well, Liz.
Yes, yes.
Right? So when one of my clients phones me, got the brand new van. When one of my clients turns around and says, we've just signed the biggest contract we've ever signed. And let me go a little bit deeper here, Liz. When one of my clients phones me and says, Neil, week 15 without putting my profits up my nose.
Hmm, yeah.
And I heard there was a hmm there. This is real life.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Right?
You're making a massive difference to people, aren't you?
I want it. That, do you know what? If you take the first letter of every single make a difference, it's mad. Right? And a lot of people turn around and say, Neil, why are you always so positive? And I'll look back at them or I'll reply, well, what's the alternative?
Mm.
I don't want to play the alternative. I don't want to be a mood hoover. I don't want to be a drain.
Yeah.
I choose to be a radiator. I choose to be one of those people that, listen, I'm not everyone's cup of tea, Liz, right? And the reason for that is if you are, you'd end up being a mug.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's true, Liz.
Yeah.
I'm not everyone's cup of tea and I'm not here to be. I conformed many, many years ago. But I decided, no, I'm not playing that game anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I was reading your LinkedIn profile earlier on and noticed that you describe yourself as one of life's radiators. And I love that, you know, that you're giving out, you're glowing.
It's the ripple effect. Liz, yeah. Check this out. You're smiling and laughing now, right? And the reason is, and I'm not, here's my ego coming again, right? It's because you're sitting talking to me. I want you to walk away with more than you had before you met me. That was something that was given to my mum.
Yeah,
and whoever it is I come across, check this out. Yesterday I went and bought a laptop. I walked into the shop or into the place. I introduced myself. I found out what his name was. I found out how many kids he had, where he goes on holiday. I found out what his favourite shop. Do you know what? I knew what his name was.
Yeah.
And the service that he gave me was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Walked out, he had a smile on my face. The customers in the place had a smile on their face. The owner had a... They're going to remember that Neil Gillers walked in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's this ripple effect. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing. Right, yeah. So it's the butterflies. By the butterfly just shaking his or their wing. You're not allowed to say his. Them wings. There you go. That was politically correct. They're causing something else in the world 100,000 miles away. Yeah. So... We've got choices, Liz. We can either walk around gloomy and doomy, or we can walk around with a smile on our face.
Now, I know that one of the other things you do is motivational speaking. Who do you speak to? What kind of audiences?
Oh, bloody hell. Motivational speaking, really? I've been part of a large networking organisation for 25 years.
You can say who they are, Neil. It's okay.
It's BNI.
Yeah.
And there's going to be some people turn around and go, oh, have you got a handshake for that? Well, yeah, I have. I've got plenty of handshakes. It doesn't work for everyone.
Yeah.
Right? So I've been part of that. They allow me to train their members, stroke their clients.
Yeah.
And I do it a little bit differently to a lot of people that train that syllabus. I have fun with it.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. I bring people in. I did two gigs last week, one to 54 and one to 43, beautiful human beings. And we get to the end of my sessions and there's smiles. I ask people, come on, what one thing did you take from it? Go and work on it now. If you need me, give me a call. I'm here for you. So I do a lot of training for them. Different organisations, I'm not going to name drop, but I've been very, very fortunate that I've been all over the country. I was going to say all over the world, but you know these people that turn us out have spoken in many different countries. Well, so have I. I'm very well travelled. Oh, spoken. Oh, right, okay. But I get asked to do nice, intimate gigs. I get asked to go and speak to my clients, staff. Just that little pump, that little... Come on, you're worth it. You can get this done. Think about yourself. Are you looking after the most important asset, which is your time and yourself? So I've got lovely opportunities all over the show. My coach said to me at the beginning of the year, I want you to go out and get one speaking gig a month.
Yeah.
I'm on 23 already.
Well
so, yeah. So, yeah, that's fingers up to my coach. There you go.
So networking, it's clearly something that's very important to you, Neil. When did you start doing networking?
It was 25 years ago now.
Yeah.
Probably, one sec. Do you know, I went to school, I made friends. That was networking.
Yeah, yeah.
So really started, I think about 25 years ago, Liz. And I kind of, my mother who came before me, was in B&O. She went, Neil, this is for you.
Yeah.
Get in there, keep your mouth shut and listen. She told me that listen and silent use the same letters, which is beautiful. Mm. And I didn't at first. I walked in there, the little barrow boy, until someone walked up to me and went, come on, I'll teach you how this is done. I'll be forever indebted to him. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful human being. He saw the potential. And he just guided me for about 4 or 5 years until we unfortunately lost him. Mm. But, you know, it's not difficult. You know, a couple of top tips. Be you.
Yeah.
And I said it before. I ain't everyone's cup of tea. If I was, I'd be a mug. Not everyone's going to like me, but that's okay. keep it real. Be known, liked, and trusted.
Yeah.
Do what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it. And I think just be kind. And I feel whenever I say stuff like that, I feel that like I should be putting the V signs up and like, just be kind, man. But it's not a difficult thing, is it? We've spoken about it before. If I walk around with a smile on my face, what am I going to attract? Smiles.
Yeah.
If I walk around with a frown on my face, what am I going to attract?
Yeah.
So for me, networking, I love networking. I love it. You know, we network all day, every single day. I've been out for a walk with a dog this morning and spoken to 55,000 people. Granted, none of them wanted to speak to me, but I said good morning to every single one of them, Liz. You know?
You've got to try.
I don't know whether that good morning to someone is going to be the best thing in their day.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's a lovely old lady that sits. I walk up and down the canal with my dog. And every single day, there's a lovely old lady that sits on a seat. And every single day, morning, how are you, my lovely? I'm very well, thank you. And I think to myself, maybe I'm the only person that she speaks to in a day.
Yeah.
And that's the way to network. And I said it to you before, I want to leave you with something that you didn't have before I met you. And even if it's a smile or a little chuckle.
Yeah.
You know, that's what my aim is. And there's a lot of different ways of doing it. One of if people want to know how to network really well, I'll give them one book to read or listen to.
Mm-hmm.
It's by a guy called Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People,
yeah.
Liz.
Yeah.
So simple. So simple. It's not difficult, and there's a lot of people that are confusing it.
Yeah. Well, you're certainly leaving me with a smile on my face, Neil. I've really enjoyed our chat this morning.
Don't worry, you're getting invoice for that, Liz. Don't worry about that. Listen, you can't make money one way or another, Liz, haven't you? I'm glad.
So one final question, Neil. Your company is called Stuff the Rest. Tell me why.
Well, my background was in mailing. We used to put pieces of paper into envelopes.
Yep.
And do you want to be better than your competitor?
Absolutely.
Right? Well, stuff the rest then. Come on, let's get on with it. You know, I wanted to call it something else when I sat with my accountant. I have been accused of swearing quite a lot. I've done really well. I've gone quite a while without swearing. Don't worry, I'll get to the end and then my Tourette's will fly out at the end. Don't worry about it. I'll wait until we're off the camera. But it ain't difficult. It is not difficult. I've enjoyed our chat today, Liz. I've really enjoyed our chat. I like what... the way that you've come at this, you know, it wasn't uniformed. You've made me feel welcome as well, and I appreciate that.
Good. So now, that wasn't the final question, actually, because the final question is...
Ah, so you did tell the truth to me then. There you go.
The final question is, if people want to know more about you or Stuff the Rest or anything we've spoken about this morning, what's the best place for them to find you?
Oh, please don't. I'm so busy, I can't handle more business. Did I just say that? Sorry, did I just say that?
We can cut it out.
Yeah, Neil, really? Neil, How to Win Friends and Influence People. You didn't do well there, buddy. You can find me. I don't do hiding. So my name is Neil Giller. If you don't pay the bills, it's Neil Killer. But I'm Neil Giller across every single board platform. So if you can't find me as Neil Giller, you will find me tongue-in-cheek as Lord Neil Giller. And if anyone wants to know why it's Lord Neil Giller, give me a ping and I'll let you know why it's Lord Giller. Fair?
Perfect. Great. Thanks for being a lovely guest, Neil.
My mum always said to me, what do you say, when she used to pick me up from wherever it was, what do you say, Neil? Thank you for having me. And then I added something at the end of it, Liz, because no one else would. So thank you for having me because no one else would.
Brilliant. Take care, Neil.
Thanks, Liz. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to Small Business Big Network. If you found this podcast useful, please do rate, review and subscribe. And don't forget to share it with the rest of your network too.